If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up, Razzballers? Week 12 behind us, a long Thanksgiving weekend of football behind us and in the books. Week 13 on the horizon. We've got waiver wire ads for week 13, and we're getting ready for the fantasy football playoffs in just 2 weeks. We got the return of Deshaun Watson. We got to talk about it right now on the Razzball Fantasy Football Show. What up, Razzballers? Welcome back to the program. I'm your host for this evening. My name is Sky Guasco. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, SkyGuasco. Rolling solo this evening on a Tuesday. Matt Stiles still on his elongated bye week here after the long weekend. A little too much tryptophan for my man in that turkey. So he's taking another week off. Not a problem. I've got you covered with his article, which, of course, I'm sure you've already read on Razzball.com, the featured article for today on Tuesday, per every week. You can catch it here. The waiver wire article every single week by Matt Stiles is available for free on Razzball.com. Make sure to check that out. And, of course, you want to make sure you're subscribed right here to the YouTube channel. If you're not already, it's real easy. Please just hit that button, hit that bell, give us a subscribe. We're almost to 1,000. In our first year here as a full-on program on the football side. So we much appreciate the support. Hoping to get to 1,000 subs by the end of the season. We got about 5, 6, 7 weeks left in the fantasy season. So help us spread the word. We much appreciate it. Also, leave a comment while we go through the show here or after the fact if you're watching back on your favorite waiver wire ad for week 13. Maybe who you picked up last week that I may or may not have recommended that helped you out. And also how you're gearing up for the fantasy football playoffs. There's a lot of different strategies out there. We want to hear them all. So make sure you leave a comment down in the video. For those of you that are on the move, like I am constantly, I'm at work, I'm walking the dog, I'm, you know, hanging out with the kid up in college, right? I mean, I'm constantly on the move here and I'm always listening to Razzball fantasy football podcasts when I'm driving, when I'm on a run, when I'm working out, when I'm on a walk with my dog. So you can do that as well. You can download that. Rate and review would be much appreciated. 5-star ratings will be read live on the air. All right, folks, we appreciate you hanging out with me. Let's dive right into this. Once again, you can catch the free article for waiver wire pickups every single Tuesday at razzball.com. Football.razzball.com will take you right there. Again, my man Matt Stiles putting in the hard work. He's out for the week. So I am stepping in for him, breaking down his article. But you can catch all this information for free on the website. All right, let's jump into it here. We got the week 13 waiver wire ads, as we do every single week. We're going to kick it off with Matt's number one waiver ad of any position. And he's going with Mike White. I like this. There's a lot of options coming up here with, of course, the return of Deshaun Watson, as you saw on the image up front. We'll talk about that in a second. Also, we got a couple running back handcuffs starting to pop off and some wide receivers getting healthy as well. And, of course, a couple streaming tight ends. But Mike White looks to be the starting quarterback for the Jets moving forward. Now, the Jets is tough because historically you're not excited about the Jets quarterback. However, Mike White showed well, obviously, now look, against the Bears. Okay, dejected on the season in general, dejected that their franchise quarterback is out. Darnell Mooney now out for the season as well, unfortunately. But nonetheless, Mike White had an impressive start, 315 through the air and 3 touchdowns against the Bears. So he comes up next week against the Vikings, who just got torched by Mac Jones somehow, who I'll talk about here in just a second as well. Should have been, you know, 390 and 3 touchdowns, but Mac Jones was about 382 and 2 last week against the Vikings. So I think Mike White could also do the same thing. I love the wide receivers. Running backs are a bit beat up, but that means he might just pass even more. So Mike White right now in single quarterback leagues, great streamer, right? If you don't trust Aaron Rodgers with a broken thumb, you don't trust maybe, you know, maybe it's Matt Stafford has been your guy. Tom Brady has been your guy. A lot of these big names maybe aren't the option moving forward on an every given week. You don't trust Marcus Mariota. You don't trust whoever the quarterback is for the Saints, right? Maybe you can go to Mike White here and hope for the best. Only 5% rostered, so available in nearly every single league as we stream our quarterbacks getting ready for the fantasy playoffs. All right, let's head down to a couple more quarterbacks here. I just mentioned Mac Jones, 13% rostered. So, again, I don't love Mac Jones. I made a joke 2 weeks ago. I started calling him Whack Jones because he was not very good, right, 2 weeks ago. But it's all of the Patriots play their opponent the way that they're supposed to. Sometimes Mac Jones and Tom Brady did this for years too. They just didn't need him to throw all the time when they can run on teams. So when they don't, Mac doesn't throw. They needed him to throw to catch up with the Vikings. And sure enough, they were able to do that again. 382 and two, had an 8-yard touchdown called back on a penalty. That could have been 390 and three. I mean, I'm not really one to like add stats that didn't count, but he's quite literally a few passes away from 400 yards and three touchdowns. That's very impressive. Obviously, I don't expect that every single week. He goes up against Buffalo, where he famously threw, what, two completions a couple years ago? However, I do think that the Buffalo Bills right now are beatable, right? Von Miller out. Their secondary has been beat up. You know they're going to boat race the Patriots most likely, although Bill always plays them well and contains Josh Allen, who somehow is leading the NFL in turnovers. So this game might be close, but I think Mac Jones, if they ask him to throw the ball, clearly can do that. And while they don't have impressive weapons per se in that receiving core for New England, they have guys that are getting the job done. So I like Mac Jones. If you need to stream him as well, 87% available. So keep an eye on him. And we've buried the lead long enough. Like it or not, we have to talk about Deshaun Watson. Now, it super sucks that I even have to preface this kind of stuff when we talk about these guys. Over the years, it's been Kareem Hunt. Back in the day, it was Ray Rice, right? Tariq Hill. We've had Joe Mixon. I mean, there's been numerous people. Zeke Elliott, you know, Alvin Kamara potentially. Like, so many of these guys who have had off-field issues where if they're found guilty, if these are true statements, Deshaun Watson's a monster. He deserves to be out of the NFL and potentially put, you know, in custody. We don't know that for sure. I'm not going to speculate, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this podcast talking about that. The reality is he's still in the NFL. He's still going to play for the NFL, and this week is his first game back in the NFL against the Houston Texans, right? His former team, of course. This couldn't have matched up any better. The NFL knows exactly what they're doing at all times, except for dealing with domestic violence cases, but I'll leave that to the professionals. Deshaun Watson is coming back. Now, he's 59% rostered already, right? So he's available in roughly 41% of leagues. We generally don't request people who are unavailable in, you know, like 50% is kind of our threshold, right? Deshaun Watson obviously is a unique case because he hasn't played yet. He hasn't played in basically 2 years, but a lot of people picked him up last week, the week before, prepping for this, seeing what is going to happen. Now, if we talk about just Deshaun Watson as a football player on the field, he's been incredible. He really has. In his first season, he's played 4 seasons in the NFL, essentially, right? This year, he hasn't played yet. Last year, he opted out-ish because they wouldn't pay him. Then all this stuff started popping up, right, about his accusations and everything. So then he was basically removed from the league last year as well. So he hasn't played effectively in about 2 seasons. But before that, 2019, 18, and 17, he was very, very good for fantasy football. 2017, in just 8 games, he was the quarterback 2 in points per game when he got hurt. In 2018, he was a quarterback 4. 2019 and 20, he was the quarterback 5 in each of those seasons. Now, that is an average of about 22, 23 fantasy points per year in those 4 seasons when he was active per game. If you move that into this season, Deshaun Watson would slide into QB5 in points per game right now. Okay. So he's been effective. We expect him to be effective. He had DeAndre Hopkins, who is absolutely phenomenal, but Amari Cooper has been playing very well. Donovan Peoples-Jones is an option now, right? He's got the arguably the best running back depending on how you look at metrics, in Nick Chubb, and obviously a very capable back in Kareem Hunt as well. David Njoku is starting to get healthy also, right? Harrison Bryant took a massive hit, but he's a weapon. They have these options here in Cleveland, and they've been bad, right? Jacoby Brissett has not been the guy, but now they have Deshaun Watson, who the season's lost, obviously, but now they've got about five games left to let Deshaun Watson just play his game, learn the system, get ready for next year. Massive contract, long-term contract. They're getting him ready for the future. He's got four, five, six games left, depending on health, of him just learning the system, learning the team, learning the coach and the scheme, and getting there and getting game reps after the year and a half. For fantasy, I don't actually love him as a starter coming forward. His next three games are actually quite tough, right? In matchups heading to the playoffs. And unless he comes out guns a-blazing, which he could, I don't want to start him over whoever got me to the playoffs. If you're a playoff team, most likely your quarterback is either a stud weekly who you're going to play anyway, or you've got good streaming options. And if you're doing that and you're going like Marcus Mariota or Jared Goff or Mac Jones or Mike White, and you have Deshaun Watson too, then you're probably looking at Deshaun Watson for upside. But if you have, you know, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, you know, Justin Herbert type guys, I'm probably playing those guys weekly over Deshaun Watson. So for fantasy purposes, get him on your team if you can, because if nothing else, he's a stream option, and he's great if you have an injury, or maybe he takes off and goes nuts, becomes Deshaun Watson right away and you want to play that. But if you don't have him, I wouldn't get too worried about it per se. Again, I don't expect him to light up for the fantasy playoffs, but the talent is there. And again, if we're talking about the football player, Deshaun Watson, the kid's been amazing. I was really upset when my Niners didn't take him in 2017 coming out of Clemson. I love my Clemson wide receivers. I always talk about that, but I love Deshaun Watson in college. I wanted the 49ers to take him that year. They didn't. And then we had an opportunity to trade for him from Houston, and we didn't do that either, right? So I was a little bit disappointed. But Deshaun Watson as a football player isn't incredible. That's why he's still around, of course, as we know in the NFL. But all of the offseason stuff, all of the off-field stuff, we'll have to table until we know more. I'm not going to get into that. But if he's available, go get him. All right. Talked about Deshaun Watson long enough. Let's go through a couple honorable mentions at the quarterback position. Ryan Tannehill, 19% rostered, right? Had that big play to Treylon Burks recently. Of course, we're going to ride Derrick Henry in the wintertime, but nice streaming option. Could pop off at any given time there, Ryan Tannehill. Kenny Pickett played quite well against the Colts, who have had a nice passing defense lately. He played well in kind of a sloppy game on Monday night, but ended up pulling out the win there late. So he is available in about 89% of leagues. And then Jordan Love, I know Packer fans don't want to hear this yet, but the reality is Aaron Rodgers should play the rest of the season, whether he's beat up or not. The Packers season is pretty much lost at this point. I hate to say that. Maybe they turn it around, but they're not going to catch the Vikings. The Bears are meh, but the Lions are for real, right? They could steal some more wins, and they got to get through that NFC. I see the Packers making the playoffs this year. So I don't see them shutting down a Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers either. He's not horrendous. He's just not Aaron Rodgers right now. So I think they ride Aaron Rodgers as long as they can with his thumb. But if he gets sacked again or hits weird, he breaks his thumb and he's out. Jordan Love came in and immediately threw a catch and run touchdown to Christian Watson. That should be the future of the Packers moving forward in the next coming years. I know the Green Bay fans don't want that right now because that means Aaron Rodgers is out of the picture. However, the front office might say, you know what, Aaron, we love you, bro, but we got to move forward, you know? So Jordan Love, if you have a roster spot or you're in a super flex league and he's still available because nobody would have picked him up right now for no reason to, maybe stash him just in case Aaron Rodgers gets hurt or misses time, or maybe they do go to the bench in the playoffs. Jordan Love, absolutely capable there in Green Bay. Okay, a lot of quarterbacks there. Once again, I know that was a lot there. I had to break it down for you. One of my favorite musicians. I apologize. Mike White, Mac Jones, Deshaun Watson, Ryan Tannehill, Kenny Pickett, and Jordan Love. Apologize the fumbles there, folks. I'm doing my own show here, and I just got a lot to cover. I got a couple questions in here. Let me take a quick pause while we're talking quarterbacks and get to some of these here. Itty Bitty South City 650. Yo, man, haven't seen you in a while. Thank you so much for chiming in here on the live stream. Of course, tuning in on the Sunday live shows as well, 2 hours before kickoff every single week right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show. Itty Bitty South City 650. Got a couple things here. I have Tua and Jimmy G. I'll just bring all these up real quick. I have Tua and Jimmy G. Don't know who to start because with Tua, he's got our Niners. You're damn right. But with Jimmy, he's Jimmy. I got Goff on waiver. Should I go for him? All right. So I got to be honest with you, man. I am with you. So first of all, massive game right now. And I know, you know, everybody's kind of like Vikings, Cowboys, Eagles for the NFC. And then it's going to be Chiefs and Buffalo Bills, maybe even the Ravens still, the Bengals, maybe the Chargers and the AFC. I'll tell you right now, of course, I'm a Niner homer. You guys know that. If they're healthy right now, and I was a team in the AFC, I do not want to play the Miami Dolphins. If I'm a team in the NFC and everybody's healthy, I do not want to play the San Francisco 49ers. This game right now, this week, I think is a realistic Super Bowl preview. People say that all the time. I actually had picked preseason. I picked the Eagles and the Chargers. The Chargers slumped. You know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams have been out so much. Justin Herbert got hurt. I don't think they're going to have the juice to stay forward. But the Eagles are looking good for my pick there. Of course, I didn't think they'd have one loss at this point, but I like the squad. But now, halfway through the season, I do like the 49ers and the Dolphins. That being said, to answer this question, bigger upside in this game. Okay, let's just take our hats off right here, right? So you're a 49er fan. Think about this. If the Niners can run the ball, what are they going to do? They're going to run the ball, right? Kyle Shanahan and basically his right-hand man for the last handful of years, Mike McDaniel, know exactly what each other's going to do. Mike McDaniel is going to probably go away from the run because he knows Shanahan's going to do that. And to beat the 49ers, it's going to be to put up points because Jimmy and the 49ers are not a come-from-behind team. They're like the Titans. If the Niners and the Titans get on top of you and they start scoring points and play defense and smash you down, you're done. But if you get up by two touchdowns, 17 points, 20 points on them, and you boat race them, they're most likely not going to catch up. So I have to imagine Mike McDaniel's going to come out with the game plan of, look, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, get lost. Tua, and chuck it. And then, of course, you got two former 49ers, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, right, running up the middle there. So I think that's the Dolphins' game plan, which I like Tua then in fantasy over Jimmy. And then for the Niners, it's going to be ground and pound per usual, right? So Jimmy has been playing well. He played great last week, but I think that was more so because we didn't run the ball as much. I like the Dolphins to try to run and gun the 49ers out before they start getting squashed because they're not going to stop the run. It's just a matter of if they can score points first. So I like Tua more than Jimmy G, and I like both of them more than Jared Goff right now. I like Jared Goff. He's fun. We'll see what happens with Jameson Williams coming back. But for me, I'm going to go Tua, probably Goff, and then Jimmy G. I hope that helps out. I know that was a lot. Thanks. And man, hope the Niners can pull it out. This is a huge one. Okay, let's get into some running backs here, right? So we're talking about the Jets, right? We already talked about Mike White. Let's talk about the Jets here. Zonovan Knight and Ty Johnson, right? So two like no names, nobody's rostered them. These guys are available in 98, 99% of leagues. But with Michael Carter getting hurt, right? They already had trouble this season with their team, with the running backs, right? Breece Hall, of course, and then James Robinson being a healthy scratch. It's a real problem for the Jets. So somebody's got to run the ball there. And we know that Robert Saleh wants to. It's just going to be an issue of if they can or not. Zonovan White and Ty Johnson are options. I'm not super excited about either one of those guys, but they should get lots of work. And that is, we're looking for volume of running backs, right? If you're hurting and your guys are getting hurt, it's handcuff season. If you're not even looking to start these guys, just stash them. Start stashing handcuffs who could develop into somebody, all right? Benny Snell is another one of these guys. Probably available in 99% of your leagues. He's going to be that guy. Jaylen Warren missed last week. Najee Harris got hurt. Could be done for the season. By the time you listen to this podcast or see this video now, I haven't seen a report since I started here, but he could potentially be out for the season, right? That could be a big issue there too. Benny Snell has been kind of that backup there for quite a while. They trust him. He catches the ball. He runs hard. He looks good. He could be that guy now too. So Benny Snell is a big pickup also. And then the usual names here, Gus Edwards, Mike Boone for Denver, and then Jordan Mason, another no-name guy, 99% available for the 49ers. Elijah Mitchell goes down. He's done for the year again, right, the rest of this season. So it's Christian McCaffrey and nobody behind him. It's going to be Jordan Mason, right? Not much of a scouting report yet, but whoever gets the ball in San Francisco is successful. if it's going to be Jordan Mason, go get him for free right now, whether you have CMC or not, just in case CMC goes down.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, couple wide receivers here. Let's talk about Elijah Moore. We're talking about all the Jets this week. Elijah Moore, right? 26% rostered, okay? Now, if you have been fading Elijah Moore for weeks, you're totally accurate. But he's been playing better with Mike White over the last two seasons. So I don't love him to, like, throw him in my roster. But again, we have another week or two of buys. So if you need to fill a spot, you have a second flex, you got a deeper roster, a third receiver league, or you got injuries, Elijah Moore, I think, you know, is a good kind of shoot for the stars a little bit. I think he's kind of a boom or bust, unfortunately, right now. But in PPR leagues, he gets a bump there also. And then Nelson Aguilar, you know, not an amazing option. But again, 99% availability, six catches, 65 yards and a touchdown, right? And again, I like the options here for the Patriots potentially going up against the Bills in what won't be a shootout per se. But when they throw the ball, Mac Jones is looking good. And it could be Nelson Aguilar turning into a number one over there. All right, another great guy here. Zay Jones is already pretty much rostered in many leagues, is why I didn't offer him right off the bat. But keep an eye on Zay Jones, right? I mean, career day last week, caught the game winner before the game winner, and it was called back, right? So Jacksonville trusts him. Trevor Lawrence loves him. He's had double-digit targets in four of his games this year, right? So 10 or more targets, which is amazing, obviously. Richie James for the Giants. I hate recommending Giants wide receivers. First of all, I don't trust any of them. Since Hakeem Nicks, probably, and maybe like Odell's rookie season, I don't trust any Giants wide receivers. But I always say it, somebody's got to catch the ball. Right now, Richie James is that guy there if you don't have Darius Slayton. 98% available. And then Marvin Jones, the OG, caught a couple great catches as well for Jacksonville. So again, some deeper name flyers there. Elijah Moore for the Jets, Nelson Aguilar for the Patriots, Zay Jones and Marvin Jones for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then Richie James as well for the Giants. Couple tight ends, and I'll throw a few more names out here for you as well. Couple tight ends here. Tyler Conklin, again, literally talking about all of the Jets. All of a sudden, Mike White comes in, and we're thrilled about the Jets in fantasy football. Can you believe this? Whew, here we go. Tyler Conklin, I think he's been like the pickup of the week in this article, like 9 out of like 12 weeks. So if you don't have him by now, I don't know what you're doing. But he's only 18% rostered. Doesn't make sense, folks. 25-point PPR explosion in week 8, right? Since then, he's been kind of quiet. However, he played well with Mike White under center. And again, there's not a lot of other options per se in this Jets passing attack. And we know from the 49ers days, we like the tight ends for this offense in general, okay? So keep an eye on Tyler Conklin, who should already be in your rosters. Matt's told you to pick him up for 2 months, but if he's not, go get him. And then, of course, Noah Fant for the Seattle Seahawks. Jelani Woods, who had beyond a career day on Monday night against the Steelers, 99% available. And then Jordan Akins, not rostered at all for the Houston Texans. He now is available as well and a good option there for streamers. So David Njoku is another name potentially that you can look at if you are struggling to find a couple of names. And then let me throw out some like bigger names. These names are probably less likely to be available in your leagues, but if they are, these are the names I'm also very excited about. Again, these guys are like 40%, 50% rostered. So the chance of them being available is very slim, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't go look for them. Treylon Burks, number one, right? Definitely becoming that number one for Tennessee. I like it. Not huge in PPR, but like standard and non-PPR leagues. I like Treylon Burks a lot. Donovan Peoples-Jones playing well. And again, Deshaun Watson coming back. My boy, Jamichael Hasty, taking over for Travis Etienne. Now, Etienne came back in the game after leaving briefly. He should be healthy enough to play this week. That's a report for now. But Jamichael Hasty came in, had a couple of catches, had a deep wheel route for a touchdown. He's an ex-49er as well. I like this kid a lot. So keep an eye on Jamichael Hasty if you need a deep, deep stash. And then you can talk about, you know, Kyren Williams for the Rams, Paris Campbell for the Colts, Nico Collins for the Houston Texans. Look, Foster Moreau, right? Played well last week. I streamed him in one league, you know, three catches, whatever, but got that touchdown. And we know the Raiders focus on the tight end there. Isaiah McKenzie, Greg Dulcich, if you're really struggling at tight end, I just don't trust Russ. It's insane. Michael Gallup, if he's still available. Tyler Allgeier for the Falcons, if he's still available. Jameson Williams for the Lions. Again, if available, a lot of guys have stashed him already. If available, go pick him up. We'll see what happens down the stretch here. And then Evan Engram, Jared Goff, Jerick McKinnon, MVS potentially, right? Sky Moore getting a little bit more work there. And then just your classic, take a look always for your classic handcuffs. Alexander Mattison, AJ Dillon is starting to get dropped in a couple leagues. Kareem Hunt might be dropped in a couple of leagues because of like they're not getting a lot as the backup. But again, if that top dog goes down, Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, those guys go down, the next man up is going to have massive work, as we know. So just keep an eye. And if they're free or cheap and fab, I would go take a stab if you can. All right, folks, to give you maybe two more minutes to hop in here with any questions that you may have while I sign off here. But that is going to do it for this episode here. Again, my name is Sky Guasco, SKYGUASCO. You can find me on Twitter. You can also catch all of our articles every single week on the Razzball Fantasy Football page, right? Most of those articles are free. We are wrapping up the Razz Bowl League, which is super fun. We'll keep you posted on how those stats go for us as well. Also, make sure to come check us out. If you haven't already, it's a lot of fun every single Sunday morning, 2 hours before kickoff, right here on the Razzball YouTube channel. You just log in here. We'll get all of your questions. We get about hundreds of questions on Sunday morning. We got 2, 3, 4, 5 of us sometimes. We're rapid fire explaining how we talk about them, why we disagree, why we agree. And of course, we've got weather reports. We've got kicker reports. Who else in fantasy has kicker reports? Nobody. We got it for you right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show. We've also got streaming options, injury reports, right? We'll talk to you about last minute start sits on some of these handcuffs, right? Who's looking good for wide receiver streams, tight end, quarterback, and of course, all of our running back needs as well. A little bit of DST talk if you need it. Very excited to get into 2 more weeks before we start rocking fantasy football playoffs. Subscribe, leave a comment down below here, hit the bell so you don't miss any action. Make sure to rate and review the podcast, of course, please, for those of you on the go. 5-star reviews will be read on the air here, so we appreciate that. Meet us every single Sunday morning right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football YouTube show as well, of course. And I want to make sure that everybody is checking out all of our content. We have incredible writers here at Razzball. All over the place. I mean, there's so many tools you can use here, right? We talk about the start sit tool. We talk about the trade analyzer if you still have trades going on. We talk about the slot versus wide analysis tool, right? We talk about defenses versus wide receivers and how many fantasy points each team has given up. We talk about rest of season schedule generator for each position too. So many tools available to your disposal. Bob and the rest of this team has worked so hard behind the scenes to create these tools for you, the viewer and listener. Make sure you're taking advantage of those. We build these things out for you. That's our passion to do it. Go check them out and enjoy them. Itty Bitty is back for a quick one before we get out of here. Jefferson, Kirk, Christian Watson, Elijah Moore, Van Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, Rashad White, and Kyren. need two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. All righty. Itty Bitty, I know you're watching. Hit me up real quick with half PPR, full PPR. I'm not remembering your league right now. I apologize. Too much going on in my brain. Let's go at face value here, though. Maybe half PPR. Two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. You got Knight, Snell, Mason, Hasty off waivers. Now, let's stick with your squad here. I like your squad. Van Jefferson might be swappable. I would maybe pick up – I would drop Van Jefferson and pick up Benny Snell. That's what I would do. Half PPR. Okay. So, assuming this is Justin Jefferson, I can't imagine it's anybody else. He's automatic. Saquon's automatic. So, you need a wide receiver, a running back, and a flex. I mean, right now it's going to be Rashad White as well. So, those are your two running backs. Another wide receiver, I got to stick with Christian Watson. I mean, Kirk's been great, but we saw it. Zay Jones is going off. Marvin Jones is going off. Travis Etienne is now back and healthy enough to play again this week. I like Christian Kirk a lot, but Christian Watson's been on fire. So I'm going to go Jefferson, Watson, Saquon, White, and then my flex. Let's go with Kirk in the flex there. Hope that helps you. And again, I would probably scoop Snell and drop Van Jefferson. I love Van Jefferson as a talent. I wish this kid was on half the other teams in the league where they actually used him. They don't. I don't trust the Rams right now at all, which is crazy to say because they were in the Super Bowl last year, but they're just not the Rams. I don't trust him right now. I would rather have the big upside with Benny Snell. So go get yourself a primetime potential running back there with handcuff abilities and start abilities there. I think that'll help a lot. All right, Itty Bitty, appreciate you. Everybody else for tuning in, thank you so much for hanging out with me this evening. Again, my name is Sky Guasco. Catch me on Twitter, SKYGUASCO. Catch the rest of the episodes this week. I'll catch you Sunday morning, 2 hours before kickoff. That's going to be 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific with me. Come and catch us, and we will see y'all next time. Itty Bitty, appreciate you too, brother. Thank you so much. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening. We'll catch you next time. Enjoy your football, and best of luck locking in the fantasy football playoff seeds. Take care, everybody.